the very last day of the very last week of ordinary time. The Advent wreath is looming, and it will be lit very soon. In fact, later on this afternoon in most of our parish churches, the Advent wreath will be blessed and lit, ushering in a new year of grace. We mark the years, the liturgical year, naming it as a year of grace and favor. The Lord has something in store for us this coming year, just as he had something in store for us last year this time. We hope that we didn't miss what was in store for us. We hope that we will be vigilant and attentive to what the Lord has prepared for us, that we will be sober and alert, not getting caught up with the carousing that can creep into our lives from time to time, or the anxieties of daily life, anxiety, needless worries. We know that God is in charge. We know that he who created the heavens and the earth looks after each and every one of us, that we are special to him, that he has a special plan for us, and he watches over each and every one of us with his guidance, his gentleness, and his mercy. The church has us embrace a discipline at the end of every single day during our night prayer to pray the Canticle of Simeon. A short canticle, just a couple of verses, but a canticle that has a way of putting things in perspective for us. As we are getting ready to fall asleep, as we are saying our final prayer of the day, we remember beloved Simeon, who trusted in the Lord. He trusted that the Lord would keep his promises, especially the promise that the Lord made to him in particular, that he would not taste death until he had beheld the Messiah. Simeon, a good and faithful man who was around the temple night and day, trusted in the Lord. But we have to think about Simeon being advanced in years, knowing that time was running out. We have to wonder how he might have been feeling about this promise that the Lord had made. Was the Lord faithful in his promises to everybody else, just not him? Had the Lord forgotten him or abandoned him? Surely he must have had some human questions about God's faithfulness, but still he believed, and still he was on the lookout for the fulfillment of God's promise. And on the day when our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph brought the child to the temple as a tiny infant, Simeon saw them come in, and he saw coming into the temple the temple's Lord. And he was quick to embrace that child and to hold that child close to his heart and to offer praise to God. "Now, Lord, you can dismiss your servant in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. You have revealed to me and you have revealed to everyone the glory of your name, the light of the nations and the glory of Israel. Now you may dismiss your servant in peace." It's a fitting prayer to pray at the end of each and every day in our night prayer. Because even though the scriptures say that 70 years is all that we have, 80 if we are strong, that's no guarantee. The scripture also says the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night, at an hour we least expect it. We never know, do we? We never know when a day might be our last day. There's no guarantee that any one of us will see tomorrow. There's no guarantee that we will be preserved from death for 70 or 80 or however many years. Every single day could be our last, which means that every single day is an opportunity to hold close to our hearts our Savior, the one who is the fulfillment of all of God's solemn promises and oaths, the one who is for us our Savior and our Lord, and to truly take him to heart and bring him into our persons and into our lives so that he might influence us and direct us as we strive to do his will. There is no finer way to do this than to make a practice of receiving in Holy Communion our daily bread, the daily bread for which we pray every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, the daily bread, the super substantial bread, to translate that word daily literally, the bread that really matters, the bread of angels, the bread that comes down from heaven, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, to bring him into our person so that he can make us holy from inside out and make it possible for us to do his will, to proclaim him to the nations, to be his living body and flowing blood out into the world, to be the means by which others are brought into his wonderful light. We pray at the end of every day, having examined our consciences, having called to mind our sins and our failures, we bring to mind the person of Simeon, and we pray his canticle. Now, Lord, you may let your servant go in peace. Are you ready to do that every day? Are you ready to end every day with that prayer? Now, Lord, you may let your servant go in peace. Are you ready to submit yourself fully and totally to him? Is there more work to be done? And if so, are we dedicated to that work? Are we working on that ardently? Or are we waiting for another day, deceiving ourselves into thinking that we will live forever, deceiving ourselves into thinking that I have a lot more time to get things right with God. God is going to give me as much time as I need. No, at the end of every day is an opportunity to meditate upon the shortness of life, to surrender to God, so that waking up the next day, waking up the next morning, we might praise him and thank him for yet another opportunity to be of his service, yet another opportunity to live out our faith, another opportunity to share the good news with others in word and in deed. And so on this last day of the last week of the year of grace 2018, as we prepare to enter into a brand new liturgical year, may our hearts be open to the possibilities that the Lord has in store for us. May we welcome his activity and presence in our lives. May we surrender our own will, our own way of doing things, our own plan, and embrace more and more his plan, his direction, his guidance, his way, trusting that where he goes, he leads us safely through the valley of the shadow of death, always to the place of verdant pastures and restful waters. As we draw near to the Lord in the Holy Eucharist this afternoon, may we welcome him into our hearts. May we hold him close to our hearts, as Simeon did, and say with complete abandonment, "Now, Lord, you may dismiss your servant in peace."